In came the little girl in red. She stopped, she stared, and then she said,
"What great big ears you have, Grandma!"
"All the better to hear you with,"
the wolf replied.
"What great big eyes you have, Grandma!"
said Little Red Riding Hood.
"All the better to see you with,"
the wolf replied. He sat there, watching her and smiled. He thought,
"I'm going to eat this child. Compared with her old grandmama, she's going to taste like caviar."
Then Little Red Riding Hood said,
"But Grandma, what a lovely great big furry coat you have on."
"That's wrong," cried Wolf. "Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got? Ah well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway."
Just then, Nana caught sight of him.
"How about this old bunny?" she asked.
"That," said the doctor, "why, it's a mass of scarlet fever germs. Burn it at once. Get him a new one. He mustn't have that anymore."
And so the little rabbit was put into a sack with the old picture books and a lot of old rubbish and carried out to the end of the garden behind the fowl house. That was a fine place to make a bonfire, only the gardener was too busy just then to attend to it. He had the potatoes to dig and the green peas to gather, but next morning he promised to come quite early and burn the whole lot.